this is Michael Bozy. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Really glad that you could be here. Today, I want to talk about whether or not writing a book should be a part of your content strategy or not. Now, many of the clients who I work with either already have a book or are considering writing a book, and they use it as an instrument in their business. And what I thought I'd do is just do a short series, do the next few episodes on this concept. Should it be a part of your content strategy or not? I mean, I talk a lot about the basics of content strategy being your website, blog, and social media. And of course, a content strategy can have a lot of different types of content beyond that too: videos, podcasts like this one, white papers, slideshare presentations. I mean, there's a whole host of things that you can use as a part of your content strategy. But what about a book? What about going to the next step and packaging up the information you have to share around the topic of your expertise and packaging that into a book? Let's go over the things that you need to consider as to whether or not this is a good idea. And of course, for me, 17 years in the publishing business, helping authors conceive and develop and produce and propagate books, you know, this format, the book, is kind of a go-to for me. But let's not have any sort of misconceptions about this. It's not right for everyone. It's not to be taken lightly. It's an enormous endeavor. And you know what? It's that way for seasoned writers. But it's even harder on you if you're just starting out, because there's a lot to learn about the process. And trust me, from working with a lot of first-time authors, I know it can feel really intimidating. So it's got to be worth it, right? So let's look at why a book is a great way to convey information. I mean, we've been doing this for what, over 500 years since Gutenberg's time, right? And it still works. It's a great format. Why? Few reasons. One, if you do it right and you produce really good content, and as I always say, that's table stakes. It's got to be really good, whether you're working with a publisher or self-published. If it's not good content, you are not going to be a part of the conversation. It's got to be really good, and I always recommend that folks, even if you're self-publishing, hire an editor. Get some help so that you can make sure that this really is the best statement of your ideas. But you think about this, if you can do it right, a book is a great way to package up information or inspiration, education, entertainment, whatever it is that you hope to do, but you package it up for your reader in a really cohesive, well-organized fashion. And that right there has value in and of itself, right? Where you have done the work, you have sort of gone through the thought process of how you organize this information. That in and of itself is really, really important. So not just what you say, but how you present it, how you lay it out, how it's structured, how it's sequenced. All that stuff's really important. And then there's, of course, the fact that, you know, if someone will afford you the time and space, meaning, hey, I'm going to read your book, you actually have the room to fully examine an idea. Now, while articles and blog posts, essays, white papers, all that stuff, you know, they're really great instruments as well, you have to admit, though, it's really hard to delve into a complex idea or, you know, get into all the nuances of that topic. A book allows you the space to do so. And the cool thing is that you can also take your reader on a linear path from start to finish, right? That's the thing about sequencing this. Now, you have to recognize, too, and a lot of the authors who I worked with, were the ones who were really good, understood this. The reader is not always going to obey you. The reader may not interact with the book in the way that you intend it. In other words, they might, as I would always say, they might rate it rather than read it. Rating is sort of, you know, using the book as more of a reference. The reader comes to the book, wants to sort of get in and get out with a small informational snack, if you will. And you know what? If that's useful to your reader, excellent. You've done him or her a great service. Awesome. The product could function in that way and be just great. But reading is from A to B, following the path that you, the author, the artist, has laid out. You've made your intention clear, and the format of a book is kind of biased towards that path that you intend. You have some control over it. Control is probably the wrong word. But you've made your statement by means of organization. You've said, here's the way that I think is the best way for me to lay this out and the best way for you to consume it. If the reader chooses to disobey that, fine, that's up to him or her. But what you've done is made this statement that here's the best way that I think that you should experience this. Great. The other thing that's good about a book, you know, it's highly shareable. And especially in today's digital world, right? There are marketplaces that exist on which to sell and trade books. You know, there's a lot of systems from delivery, point of sale systems that are optimized to handle the propagation of books. People sort of understand what a book is. They sort of understand roughly what to expect to pay, right? What a book costs. I mean, these things take away the friction for people consuming your content, because now you don't need to make all these decisions that might put a barrier up to someone experiencing your product. So if you put out a book, you price it according to what the rubrics are that are in place, people know what to expect, and it just takes more decisions away and removes some of the friction. All that's great. And lastly, the world of ideas is built around the book as a cultural element, and it's been this way for a long time, and it's easy to see why when you look at all those the reasons that I've just mentioned. All right, so all of those are really great reasons for why a book is good, but why is a book good for you in particular? Now, I tend to think of this as you're sort of calculating your strategy on this. There's a few points in particular, probably three or four different points where I think it's really where a book could benefit you. First, without a doubt, is authority. Authority, credibility, thought leadership. I mean, if you've constructed something that is your best statement of very strong ideas, well presented, well packaged into this book format, I mean, you have the opportunity to be seen as a thought leader. Your ideas are going to speak for you, and they're going to say something about you, and all that's a good thing. If someone's going to give you the space and listen to what you have to say, here it is in book format. Fantastic. That's going to help you. The second thing is it makes you more efficient. I say this because, you know, if you've taken the time to build something that is your clearest, most well-articulated statement of your opinion, your belief, your knowledge, your information that's packaged up. It's articulated in the best way you can possibly do it. You can return to this idea, this product, this book over and over and over again to speak for you. And yes, a blog post can function that way too, or a series of blog posts. But this really is a way to sort of, you know, take that idea, develop it out, and here it is in your best statement. And you don't need to constantly keep recreating this. You have it already. That makes you a lot more efficient. Another thing is that a book, just by nature of what it is, can kind of propel your ideas. So I'd sort of say that this is, the advantage would be propagation, right? The format itself sort of is... it naturally circulates. People share books. People recommend books. And anytime that your ideas are spreadable, that's a good thing, right? Especially for folks who are trying to use this book as an instrument. Anything that helps your book and your ideas propagate is a good thing. And a book in its format is really good at that. And probably the last thing I would say is, you know, any book project is a huge undertaking, and, you know, just the fact that you finished a book-length work actually says something about you. It's going to cast you in a different light. You've got something to say, you took the risk, you made an attempt, and people are going to see you differently for that. And here's the thing about this. Even if your book doesn't sell, it doesn't matter. It's still going to contribute to your resume. People respect the fact that you had an idea, you went out and realized it, and you created something out of it. I mean, that sets you apart from most, and just the fact that you sort of, you know, take on this project, finish it, do a nice job, it's going to do some good things for you. All right, so even with all these reasons that I've laid out, writing a book still may not be the best strategy for you. there's a lot you can do in your overall content strategy without a book. Like I said, I have clients who are either writing a book or already have a book, but I also have a lot of clients who, you know what, a book is never going to be a part of their content strategy, and that's fine. They don't need it. So all you need to do is take a look at your business goals and determine what's right for you and your business. Because this, you know, a project of the size, it's going to take a lot of time, effort, dedication, probably a monetary investment too, because you're probably going to hire an editor. It's going to take a lot to get this done. And if that's going to take you away from contributing directly to your business, you got to weigh the pros and cons of that. You know, so you got to have a purpose before you start out, and you got to just determine whether or not that investment upfront in producing a product of this type is actually going to help you, and it's going to pay off in the long run. Okay, so I think I'll leave it there. I think that's a good place to stop. Next episode, I think I'll get into the things that you should do to start to plan for your book project. If you decide to go forward on this, there's a bunch of different things that you need to sort of set up before you get started, and we'll cover that in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I really appreciate you listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.